Did they have a name for the real small ones, tiny? Tiny?
Yeah, they, well, they cherry tomato, I think they call them sometimes. Okay. Of course, you get seed catalog where they got other names for them too. There's many varieties of tomatoes.
Yeah. Was there a particular kind that y'all would grow?
Well, way back when folks, I don't know whether the folks ever grew tomatoes too much, but I did after we went on the ranch, and I have here. I still farm my West 40 back here, about all I can handle, but I don't fool with tomatoes because they're easily frozen and are short season. You got to cover them up, uncover them every morning, and cover them up again at night. And then in the fall, it gets cold, you still got that thing. So I don't mess with them. Wife would like to have one or two, but we have grown them, and they're not all that good. That is, where you have to baby them along that way, you know. But you can go down in the Arkansas Valley or over to Canyon City, it's a matter of 120 miles, and get those nice juicy tomatoes in. They have much better flavor than these grown here because it takes so long for them to mature here, I think, and they're kind of tough.
One other vegetable I was wondering about if they might grow here, it usually grows on a vine and it lays on the ground. It's a yellow color.
Pumpkins.
Okay, and there's another small, it's like a pumpkin, it's smaller. It sometimes looks like a gourd. I think one of the real popular type varieties is called Mother Hubbard.
Squash.
Yeah. Did y'all grow any of that?
Not Mother Hubbard, just Hubbard. There's a green Hubbard and they... Yes, I've heard of Hubbard squash ever since I was that high. That's one thing that Dad really grew. It was real knobby.
Yeah, yeah.
And they grew, he had some huge ones. And they keep. But one we like is the acorn. That's one that I have some planted out here this year.
And
there's the butternut, too, is a nice, is a good squash. And then there's the summer, the one that is popular now, and we don't plant them because everybody else raises them, and you have to keep your car doors locked, you know, in August, because you come back, well, maybe it's full of zucchini squash. You heard of the zucchini squash?
People try to dump it off on you?
Oh, yeah. So I don't, and I don't care all that much about it. Yeah. They're sort of bland. You've got to mix them, you know, to make cake and cookies. Well, you got to do something with them. They don't have any flavor. That's my own opinion.
Yeah,
But nearly everybody that raises a garden, and you can raise, anybody can just throw a seed out here, I think, and raise a zucchini squash.
What would you call all of those things together? Corn and potatoes and tomatoes and squash?
Vegetables.
Okay. Now, I'm wondering if you grew any fruit.
No, this isn't a fruit country here much. Okay. Raspberries. Strawberries and apples. Dad planted some apple trees out on the old ranch out there, and believe it or not, there are some of those trees that are still alive out there, and that place has gone to pot. Cottonwoods are all taken over, but someone did take it upon themselves to thin those cottonwoods. They could see these apple trees in there, you know, and they cut the cottonwoods out, and the old apple trees that Dad planted out there. And he used to graft, you heard of grafting of one fruit to another, and he did a little bit of that. So he had the sweet apple in there.